Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, and we'd like to welcome you to the show tonight. Tonight is our post-IMAX show, where we're going to be talking to participants of this year's IMAX in Pasadena, California. First, I think my sister Denise has some news she wanted to share.
Oh, I'm going to share that at the end of the show. I wanted to be able to get the guest on so they can speak about the IMAX, and we'll save like the last 5 minutes for the video news.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you guys again for joining us. Our call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, if you have questions or comments, our number is 914-803-4399. First up tonight is Suzanne Patterson, who was at the Graftopia booth. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us all about your IMAX Pasadena experience.
All about it? It's always a pleasure to be there and to be an educator. And I was, you know, really really pleased that there was, you know, a full class both days. And so people are really wanting to hear more about the camera ready face in high definition in there. I just did my best to start to finish to really just download into them tips and techniques and demonstrations. So they must have liked it the first day because they came back for the second day. So that's always good. And it was pretty amazing. You know, the show was sold out, and by the foot traffic in the exhibitor room, it was just wall-to-wall people. So it's become an extremely popular show, not only for pros, but of course there's the YouTube people and bloggers who have sort of made this their, you know, their platform as well. So it's kind of broad-based.
Right.
In that regard. So,
well, let me ask you, your class, mm-hmm. the tutors that you taught,
mm-hmm.
do you think your class was pretty much full of professional makeup artists, or you have no idea? I'm basing that on the questions that they were asking.
I saw some professional friends of mine, you know, kind of come in and sit in on it, which was really nice. You know, they were there, very supportive, and so I did know a few faces, but I have really no idea to tell you what the demographics of it was. There were lots of questions afterwards, and I would stand out in the hall and talk to them because you have to scoot out for the next presenter to come in and set up. I really have a hard time guessing, but I would say there were more people there to continue their learning curve. Let's just put it that way. And whether it's a pro or whether it's a beginner or whatever, you know, it's always a learning curve. And of course, I did talk a lot about 7980 coming, so that was kind of a jaw drop for some people. And I was just telling them all, well, you know, this is what's coming up on your career horizon, not mine. So, but kind of laughingly, I should say. But I did make them aware of that, and there was some big eyes about that, as there should be.
Right.
We don't know how this
right.
is all going to melt down when it gets here.
Did you have the opportunity to go into any other classes, or were you mainly just at the booth when you weren't teaching?
I really wanted to. There was a couple of some of my friends that, such as Fred Blau and Steve, that I wanted to sit in, but I just didn't get a chance because I was really there trying to, prepare for the class and give Eric a hand at, at his booth. So it just wasn't possible. I would like to have
right.
done that, but I didn't get a chance to. But, I went around to their demonstrations, in their booths and stuff, so I got a few minutes to talk to who I wanted to talk to and people I wanted to see and seeing old, old union friends that I'd worked with, 20, 25 years ago. It was fun to see them come around. So I think a lot, I was surprised at the number of old timers that were coming around. I really was. I was really happy about that. They kind of just snuck in, sauntered in, and it was like, I haven't seen you in so long, and yeah. So that was real encouraging to me, that some of us who go back a long time, we're made a point to come out to the show.
Almost like a reunion.
It is in a sense, it is in a sense, but there were a couple of people I hadn't seen really in 20 years, and it was really wonderful. It was an icing on the cake for me, and, they're doing well, and so, you're happy that they're doing well because, a lot of people in the union aren't working, so it's good to hear, and some of my friends who have been on long-time shows, and there's their shows have folded, and when you've been out of the loop and been in a, in a show for a long time, you come back into the union sphere, and you realize that it's a changed ball game, and different people are crewing up for different things. I don't know about you guys, but it's tough. It's tough when you've been on a show for a long time and then trying to get work again. Everybody else has kind of made their connections, so I found
right.
that kind of interesting. And some really, really good, hard, heavy-hitting makeup artists who have been on, one friend who has been on the Star Trek franchise for a long, long time and has had a tough time getting regular work again because, I guess, people kind of go in packs,
Right.
Then tell us a little bit, Suzanne, about what you were doing over at the Graphtopian booth.
Well, it was basically, promoting the video and just kind of being there, just being a, their pro representative. I was there with Brad Look, who was doing special effects, and Brad's a long time, he's pretty well known there, so he was doing the effects part with the prosthetics, and I actually did a beauty makeup one day, but then the second day we just got really busy talking to potential distributors and makeup artists who were here from out of the country, so that was really fun. It was we had quite a few international makeup artists come by the booth and chat and demonstrate the products to them. So it was very, very good. It was really, really good.
Then did you come across any people who had never seen the line before?
Yes, and that would probably be a lot of non-makeup artists who would come up to the booth. I think they were there to see, they were kind of fans of bloggers and YouTubers, and so they would come by and ask about it and never heard of it before. Sure, yeah. So it's like introducing them, to the
right.
product line.
Now, from the Graphtopian line, and of course, I'm sure all of the products, but, speaking of HD and what's to come, which products do you think are the best for, you know, the challenges of HD?
Well, I can only, you know, speak for myself in that this is a product line that was developed by makeup artist. Eric went out and he took a cross-section of people and asked them, what do you want in a makeup? What are the requirements that you need to use a product for HD? And, you know, it was myself and Brad and Barry and a bunch of other union people that, about six of us that all gave the input. And for me, it had to be color, coverage, texture, and finish. That was a big deal. Secondary, it had to be broken down the way camera reads skin tones through grayscale, and it reads temperatures and values. So that's really, he took all that. He's got a brilliant chemist. He's probably the best chemist in the country. He's very, very well known and did a great job, you know, dividing the, they formulate this in values and temperatures the way camera reads skin. And most importantly, the texture and the finish and the coverage had to be from ultra transparent and to give a pretty good medium to high opacity coverage if you need it. The problem that we run in, that I run into with skin tone, skin textures, is because we have so many people who have undergone dermatological procedures, and they have, as a result of having laser, a result of prescription topicals, it takes away the natural patina of the skin, that's for a better word. And it makes the texture of the skin very, very shiny. It completely alters the skin texture. And there's just a lot of products that don't stick to this kind of skin texture, and that's a really big issue. You have to have a product that will address not only all skin tones, but all skin textures. And there was just a bunch that just fell by the wayside because it didn't have smoothness. It didn't stay on the skin. It would slip. It would slide. It had some issues. And this is a wax hybrid, and that will stick to anything. This particular formula sticks to anything. And it's very, very smooth. It's very movable, but it's very, very durable and long-wearing. And the texture is undetectable for male skin because you can get shear this down to practically nothing, to where you can clean and refine the complexion without adding color to it, which is really important to be able to have that kind of feature for foundation. So the silicones don't work because silicone is an oil, and silicone does not really like the lipid layer of the skin does not really like silicone because it's like two oils coming together. And it breaks apart. It causes the makeup to slide. Time and time again, I've tested a lot of silicone-based makeup, and I just cannot use it for the for this type of medium because I don't get good continuity and I don't get long wear, and it doesn't like maintenance. Silicone does not like maintenance. It doesn't like powder. It's really high maintenance. That's why this wax hybrid. I stay away from anything that has even a castor base, vegetable oil based. Those are the things that I avoid because I'm really looking for long wear, and I'm looking for continuity. So that's just me personally. That's just how I see it. So
nice. Well, we have Tim's Karen on the line, and Tim's calling in to share his experiences. Hi, Tim.
Hey, y'all. I'm in New Orleans. I have to say y'all.
How are you?
Hi, Tim. I'm exhausted. I've been driving cross country, so I started out with a really nice round bubble butt, and I think my butt is getting flat. You know, but enough about my butt.
Well, we saw you last time at, so
what did you get that we didn't know about? I mean, well, I saw everything that you were walking around with, but did you get any great deal at IMAX, or what did you enjoy about IMAX this year?
I mean, you know what? The IMAX, the thing I love about the IMAX is, like, for me, for a makeup artist, that I'm never in town, and
mm-hmm.
I never get to see my peers, my friends, and things like that. Going to the IMAX, it's kind of like a little reunion, but then also you get to check out all these little fabulous lines. I mean, like, you know, Kevin Kwan was there. There were basically
right.
only people. I mean, everything was so cheap, but with Kevin Kwan, I mean, you could buy the whole set of this their foundation for $250. And, you know, and in the blush, the is it 8 or 10 or whatever it was? It's like for $50. You know, you're getting that kind of deal. And then, you have like the booth, the Graftolfin booth. You have everything there that you ever gonna need. And like the other thing is like I love is like meeting the makeup artist who I've looked up to for years and years and years and years, and be able to pick their brain about what product they like and what product they don't. You know,
right.
So I think that's fun. That's a fun part. I think for me, it's more of a social aspect of it than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because, like, you know, we went down there, and it's like, I think for the first 2 hours I was there, I was at, I think I stood in the same spot. I think it was right by the Graftopian. They kind of blocked their people. Go to bed. Sorry.
No, are you referring to that Friday night?
No, I think it was Friday and Saturday. I think I kind of...
Oh, Friday and Saturday, okay.
Yeah. You know,
Friday night was definitely definitely felt like a reunion.
It was a social event. It's a social event. I mean, it's like people who came. I was surprised there was quite a bit of people that came on Friday because,
right.
you know, being on a work day, you know, I didn't think there's a lot of people that was going to be there. But
right.
when
right.
it was a really amazing turnout. You
yeah.
know, I was like, oh damn, the line's that long. Do I have to wait in that line? You know, that's when the diva in me comes out. So,
right.
You know, the line where my name was just happened to be short. That's it. So.
Right.
Right. Yeah, like I was telling people on our last show that this was the 10th year that my sister and I have attended IMAX, and the thing that I liked about this year, there were so many things going on actually before Saturday. On Friday, you know, they had the pro only hours, which I thought is a great idea. But then again, like you were saying, you know, you got so caught up with seeing people that you know that you couldn't shop in those 2 hours because you were so busy, like, talking. And 2 hours, I guess, is not enough.
I think it's like the whole thing was great because the year before, you know, we all complained that we couldn't get into the booth. So they all opened it up the full night. Now, you just need to open up a little bit longer because, you know, the first hour in chit-chat, I think, you know, it's great. I think it was, you know, a fun thing. And you know, it just, if y'all didn't go, y'all missed it, Jennifer James. Anyway, who did just call her out? CJ. Did I just call him out? I sure did, didn't I? And yes, I did. Anyways.
Those are Tim's buddies he likes to pick with.
Is Jennifer James on the computer right now cursing me out?
But, you know, and then that's one of the reasons why we had the meetup on Friday night is because we wanted to get makeup artists from different levels together, you know, and the opportunity just to share and to network. You know, some makeup artists probably would have, you know, would never meet.
And you never get an opportunity to work with because, you know, because you don't know that person or that person doesn't know you. You
exactly.
know, and I think it's a really great way of networking, and I think it's just a fun way of networking. You know, it just, I mean, like for us in 706, I mean, you don't really network. You meet each other at the union meeting, and that's
mm-hmm.
about every once in a while you work in the big background all day together, and you go, hi, who are you? Hi, who are you? You know? And there's so many new kids that just got into the union that I'm just sitting there going, Dwight, who are you? You know?
Right.
And see them at work, it's beautiful. And, you know, that's for us, like, the old geezer like me, you know, to actually get introduced to the new talent that's out there.
Right.
You know, and it was, you know, talk to the new makeup artist. Don't be afraid to go up to somebody that you like and admire and say just that. You know, I really admire your work. I'm starting out, and how did you get started? What's the deal? And I guarantee you, I would say about 80% of the people that you would ask that question to will take the time and talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get intimidated by the name or what the person has done, you know, and just go up to people and ask them, but, you know, don't be oppressed, but at the same time, you know, like that old saying, close mouth don't get fed, so, you know,
that's
if you want to know, ask.
Right. And, you know, you'd be surprised how many of them are really willing to share, so, like you said, you have to ask.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, I think a lot of people look at things like, yeah, a lot of people thinking, like, oh, my God, just so, you know, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to bother them. I'm like, you know, it bothers people. Because, you know, when that person started, they did the exact same thing as, you know.
Yeah.
It was like when I first started, I signed up as an extra, and I found where the makeup trailer was. And I could walk in there. It's like, oh, here's my little pictures I've done. Can you use me? You know. And that was it. And then, you know, a few months later, I got somebody calling me, Becky Cotton, you know, who's a good friend of mine, called me up about 4 or 5 months later and said, hey, I got this low-budget movie, you know. Because, I mean, if you're not motivated to go ask people, and it's, you know, you're never going to, if people don't know about you, they're not going to hire you.
Right.
Or involved.
Right. You're so right. Well, that's one of the things I enjoyed, you know, meeting Angela, you know, never knew her. Of course, I've known Chris for a while, but it was just nice to, you know, meet some new people, share stories, and I've just learned so much just listening to her talk, listening to you talk, just, you know, things that I'll remember, you know, going forward.
Yeah,
it was a good thing. So we plan to do it every IMAX, so.
I think if anybody wants to, who's starting out and wants to, you know, and, you know, aside from being a makeup artist and getting amazing deals on the product and actually sometimes, and also learning what the products are for and how to use the product. But Lord knows you stuff in your kit that you have no idea what the hell you're doing with it.
Right.
I do. You know, I'm like, ooh, that's a cute packaging. I'm going to buy that. And you go, what is this for?
Right.
You know, and it's like, it's great to actually go to a place like the IMAT in a makeup show and actually educate yourself on the product. You know, and it's like, for the longest time, when I had the catch compressor, I didn't know that on the old model, in the back of the switch, you could actually switch your power unit from 110 to 220. Until I went to the IMAT and they told me. You know, it just requires things like you don't know. There's so many little things you don't know. And if you have questions about the product, ask them. That's what you're there for.
Right.
And aside from getting an awesome deal, hello, who doesn't like saving money? Not I love saving money.
Right, so it's not just to go, you know, look at the products and ooh and ah over the products, but you're right. If you have questions about them, that's what they're there for.
And play with them. Don't be afraid to play with them, you know. And it's just like don't. I mean, it's that's what they're there for. The makeup companies are there to help you. They're there to help you learn more and know more about their product. Yeah. You know? So don't be afraid. Grab, like keep it sanitary.
Right. But that's like being able to
go to Graftopian and you have the different artists there, you know, you have Suzanne there, and, you know, you can actually play with the product. She can talk to you about the product.
You can
take that information and transition into her HD class, and so therefore learning how to use the product.
Exactly. And also, don't forget, it's like it's every booth. There's 2 to 3 people that are trying to work at this. And they're, you know, and they're great makeup artists in those booths. One person might use it one way, the other person might use it another way.
Right.
Ask multiple people. Don't just ask one person. You know, and it's like sometimes when, you know, you'll be surprised at how many, like, makeup artists love sharing their techniques. Love sharing what they, you know, how they use things and things like that. So I mean, I think it was a great show. I think it was a great step. I think it was amazing. I think it was fun. You know.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Tim, we have your buddy Cynthia Jones on the line, and she's going to come on and sing a little something. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Hi, please. Yeah.
I didn't get to see you Sunday afternoon before leaving.
Uh-huh.
But,
Where were you?
I don't know, probably hiding.
You probably were. I know you were.
Probably hiding in the classroom so I don't spend any more money.
I'm probably going to see what she was going to say. But that was another great thing about this, the IMAD or the classes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know. I don't know. I guess maybe it was, I just happened to fall upon the great classes. I felt like there were more pros in the classes that I attended versus last year, where I can hear a lot more, you know, everyday people asking the basic questions. You know, how do you match foundation or something like that? But I felt like I learned more this year in the classes. Like, I did go to Suzanne's class, you know, hear more about HD, or I went to Kevin Bennett's class. And just, you know, some of the same products that these different instructors were talking about, they were still able to give me more insight using the product a different way. Like, I may use it one way, and I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know that you could use it that way as well, or, you know, so I did appreciate that. I also liked how they tried to basically give back to the pros by having that Friday night event. I do agree that it needed to be a little longer because we're just seeing each other for the first time in a month or a year or whatever. So you're talking to different, you know, cosmetic lines, you're learning about their, you know, new products, or just, hey, how you doing? How's everything? You know. But I had a good time. I did appreciate Friday night, you know. Not so many people on the lines and all of that. But I had a good time, and I did learn a lot. I also like the more companies had demos in their booths. You know, whether it was making over a face or doing a brow or, you know, some type of special effects. I like that there were more people doing that in their booth. Then I don't know, I think I felt like I saw a lot more of that this year in a classroom type way, as opposed to, yeah, let me just show you what this product is doing. You know, I did like that. So I did learn a lot. And I purchased a few things.
She purchased a lot of things, okay?
A few things. They call you like 5 bags.
I know that's not
like 5 small bags, but 5 huge bags.
Miss Denise purchased more than all of us.
Yeah, I grabbed the bag. I carried it back across the street. That thing was so heavy. You smack them up by the head with that thing, and they'll totally be knocked out.
Yeah, no, Denise, no. Out of the 4 of us, Denise won this year. I won last year for most purchases, but Denise got it this year.
I'm going to speak on my sister's behalf. That's because she missed IMAX New York. That's why she purchased so much.
Wait a minute. I missed IMAX New York as well. So No difference.
You don't count to be
No, and then, you know, going back to the IMATS real quick about the classes, it's like, you know, where can you go attend classes that, where can you go and sit there and listen to B. Neal speak about the you know, what she does and all the stuff? Where can you go and get information from Duke of Raw Ebert, how to join the union? And then you got, you know, the people, Timothy Perino and all those guys from the agency on how to put your book together, how to come to an agency, and things like that, you know, and I think that's a really, you know, important classes that they do.
And what makeup show can you go to and see Dick Smith walk through the door?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
I mean, every year.
And, you know, every year you see Dick Smith walking through, and you see Jill Rocco just helping him walking around, you
mm-hmm.
know, taking care of him. You know, it's just amazing. You know, you're seeing a living legend.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I try to
get not year. And not just Dick. You know, you're talking about when you're talking about living legend, you got D. Neal. Three Academy Awards later. You know, and you got, you know, and I don't know, it's just like, when you're a makeup junkie, when you're a makeup fan, or when you're a makeup artist, and, you know, those people that you look up to, you see them there, you kind of go, oh, wow, you know? And, you know, I know V very well, and I know if anybody has any questions for her, they walk up to her, she would most likely spend some time in speaking with you about, you know, about things. And I think, like most of us would, and, you know.
Right. It's a great. Any of you guys see the museum? Did you go through the museum?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I got a chance to go through there. I was like, it started to get a little too real for me after a while. That artist was amazing because it looked
mm-hmm.
so real, especially with the man with the body stuffed in with the fingers and the blood coming out and his eyes. Oh, my goodness.
I know Suzanne loved that. Didn't you, Suzanne?
I didn't get a chance. That's how busy we were in the booth, so it was a bit of a downer not being able to really see everything. But I did see it in New York, and I actually had my daughter there with me. She works for a company there and came to see me, and I took her down to the museum. And, of course, she stopped dead in her tracks because of the Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't know if they had it in L.A., but they had it in New York. Did you see that likeness of Jake Gyllenhaal in New York, Denise, when you were there?
I don't remember seeing that. I mean, I saw it, but I don't remember. I mean, I was at the museum, but I don't remember seeing it.
Well, it was a really good dead on. She stopped dead in her tracks, and it was just, stared. She says, I can't believe it. It just, you know, I was really tickled that she just stood there kind of a little bit starstruck looking at that, because that's one of her favorite actors. So I got a big kick out of that. So I did see it in New York, but I didn't get a chance to see it in L.A. So, but if that particular piece was there, it was very, very well done. And it was...
You know what amazes me about that is that each IMAX, you know, they come with something, you know, each year they come with something different.
Ah.
And it's like, you know, it's like how but a lot of people creating things, you know, all the time. But I love the fact that they can keep it fresh and different every time.
Yes. So I did get to see it at New York. So it was was really good in L.A. too. It's neat to see stuff like that.
So, you know, I'm going to bring on a newbie. When I say newbie, I mean this is her first time attending IMAX Pasadena. Megan. Hi, Megan.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing? Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
We want you to tell us about, you know, your experience at IMAX.
It was really great. It's so funny. Last week when I was on the show and Denise and Janice were both saying that, you know, it may be overwhelming. So I was kind of in my mind thinking, like, oh, Lord, I'm going to have, like, a panic attack in the middle of the floor. Everybody's going to be looking at me like I'm crazy. But I was overwhelmed, but I was not overwhelmed. I was kind of overwhelmed by the crowd. But, I'm sorry, I wasn't overwhelmed by the crowd because of Friday. Friday was genius. It was great. It was wonderful. I agree that, of course, I wanted it to be a little longer so that I could, you know, walk around and talk to everybody. But I was grateful for the 2 hours that I did have. And it made a world of difference, and I got most of my shopping and, you know, snooping around done on Friday because I knew Saturday and Sunday I wanted to take classes. And I think that the only reason I was not as overwhelmed was solely because of Friday, because if I would have had to try and shop and, you know, talk to brand reps, get to know about products, and try to go to classes, and just Saturday and Sunday, I would have totally went crazy. I would have lost it, totally.
Okay, guys, I'm about to lose it because I'm sitting over here across the street from Café du Monde, and I see some beignets calling me over there.
Oh, well, yeah, go ahead and one for me. Have two for me. As a matter of fact, I have three. Because that's how I get
down. Yeah. I just lost like almost 20 pounds. I'll probably gain it all back while I'm here. So
enjoy
I have to
your
run because I have some friends here with me also. So it's I don't want to be too rude. You know,
okay.
So great talking to you guys.
Thank you for calling and enjoy your cross-country ride.
I am. You know, Miss Denise's not going to be in Atlanta when I'm there, but it's all right, no big deal. Yeah, I'll go hunt down CJ. I'll play that game again.
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right, guys, have a good night.
Thank
you. Have a good one. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
So, Megan, I wanted to know, I was going to ask you before Tim went off, what did you think about some of the classes attended, and what classes did you attend?
Okay. I may not remember everybody's name, but maybe you can help me because I think you guys were with me for the couple of classes that I took where I don't remember the name. Okay, so the first class I took was the class that Donna Mies had. It had something to do with beauty makeup, and that was the first one, and it was perfect for me to start with that one. I learned so much. It's kind of like Cynthia said, like, you know, it's stuff that you know, but she gave so many, like, helpful pointers on, like, using certain products and certain tools different ways, kind of, like, giving you different ways to think outside of the box when approaching using certain tools and certain products. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. What other class did I take on Saturday? I took a special effects class. Help me with the guy's name. Denise, it was the one where the girl was on the table.
Oh,
the CSI guy?
Yes, I can't think of his name right off.
That was totally awesome. I learned a lot. I've only taken, like, one, you know, lightweight special effects class, but I learned quite a bit from his class, and what I learned from his class I could put to use with what I learned from a class that I took before. I also took the class that Sheila McKenna gave on how to cover tattoos with airbrushing.
Let me stop you really quick before you go to Sheila. I wanted to go back to this guy you were talking about. The thing that I liked about his class was that how he presented it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It was great.
Yeah, how he presented it, and
great.
He went from the beginning, you know, the beginning stages of how she looked right before she was stabbed in the neck, you know,
right.
To at the morgue, you know.
At the morgue. It was pretty much a genius move on his part to do it that way. Also, the presentation was great because it was, and not, there's nothing against, you know, I understand having someone sit in the chair and doing the makeup, but it was so much more interesting that he had her sitting in the chair first to create the wound and then laying on the ground, you know, like you said, like on in sequential or chronological order as it would go on the show. Like the wound starts in the chair, but then she's laying on the ground with the, you know, the police numbers, the tickets, I don't know what they're called, the evidence numbers on the ground. It felt like you were, like, really on set.
Right. Exactly.
And I love that because I watch all of those detective shows. So
right.
I was like, oh, my God, that's how they get that to happen.
The someone that you were referring to in that class was Brian Kenny. He was Tim 2 sponsored the class, and it was a special makeup effects technique.
Okay, yes, that's the class. And so Saturday I took those three. I took the class with Donna Mees. I don't remember the name of it. That class was awesome. I really appreciated that class. And I already started putting those techniques to use, like I put them to use the day after I got back.
Donna's class was mastering beauty for close-up print work.
So that class, and then Sheila McKenna's class for Cat Cosmetics on tattoo coverage or camouflaging a tattoo was very interesting because I know I say this, and I don't say it like a proud non-airbrush user, but I say it because I think it's so ironic that I've never used an airbrush machine, but I plan on purchasing one this year. And so I went to the class like, well, if I go to the class and learn how to cover tattoos, this is probably a smart way for me to start with learning how to do, like, serious coverage. And I learned a lot about color, and she talked about the color wheel and how to use that when covering a tattoo because, you know, with tattoos nowadays, you know, I remember when tattoos were just, like, two colors. Now they're, like, all the colors of the rainbow, and she was saying how, you know, you have to really use your color wheel to detect what colors to use as a base to cover the tattoo. So I learned a lot. And that was Saturday. Sunday, I took Romero Jennings' class, the class he had on drag makeup or how to do drag makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the class about agency representation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, was there anything in particular you were trying to get from that particular class, agency representation?
I had quite a few questions for that class. I wasn't able to get them answered. I'm not sure why. I don't know. The way they were asking or taking the questions were you would write them down and then someone would take them to the stage. So my classes I did not submit my questions until, like, closer to the end, but I was just trying to get an idea, from an agency, from a panel, you know, exactly what they're looking for. And I kind of got some insight. I would have liked to ask some more questions, but I got some insight.
Cool. Is there anything, Megan, that you think you would like to see as far as classes differently this year and next year's IMAT?
I would like to have the union class 2 days for both days, Saturday and Sunday. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, I know that was done in the past. That's been done before. I do know that. So you never know. That could possibly happen.
Yeah, that would be awesome if they could have it both days. And also with the agency panel, if they could have like a myriad or kind of a variety of a representation from agencies, not just from one, that would probably be a little more insightful because I would have liked to hear like what different agencies would have had to say. And also for me, like a beginner's, like a serious beginner's ethics class.
Hmm. Okay.
But yeah, there were so many.
That that beginner's effects class that you're talking about, that may be something that would be held outside of IMATS, like, you know, like a pre-IMATS class or something.
Uh-huh.
That may be offered, you know, before the actual day or, you know,
right.
or after the event, you know,
right.
that, you know, that'll, of course, have a cost associated with it.
Right.
But I could see something like that happening.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there were so many. The classes were really great. Like, I was thoroughly satisfied. I enjoyed my, you know, I had a great time all 3 days. Everybody was really, really nice. I don't have, all I have are great things to say.
So let me ask
all of you this. I'm so surprised that I was not overwhelmed. Only slightly overwhelming thing was just that I didn't have enough time. Like, I just felt like, oh, my God, there's not enough time in the day for me to go. Because I wanted to go to every booth and talk to every single person, but that's just me and my big mouth. I just felt like I didn't have enough time to do everything that I wanted to do.
Right. So let me ask all of you this, if you have the opportunity to take advantage of this, but what did you all think about the pro/VIP lounge for pro card holders and press and just, you know, like speakers and vendors? What do you think about that lounge? And if you didn't, you know, take advantage of the lounge, what did you think about just the idea that they had, you know, they had the lounge?
You want honest thoughts on it or just say...
Of course,
I thought it was an excellent idea. You know, if you wanted to get away from the crowds or just, you know, sit back and relax, I thought that was a great idea. I expected a little bit more for the pro lounge. I mean, it was tables and chairs, sit down. I mean, I don't know if I was expecting hors d'oeuvres or what. I don't know, but I guess just a little bit more as opposed to this is just a place where we're going to separate you from everybody else, so it's a little quieter.
I actually liked it because it was a place where you could go and sit down. I mean, in the previous years, like the past couple of years, they did have a place where, you know, once you bought food, you could sit down at the tables and eat your food, but this was a little different because I think, again, for like press and bloggers and things like that, you did have a place where you could go and get away from the crowds and actually hear yourself, and you could, you know, you could get on your computers and work there. Also, if you needed to do an interview, it was a quiet place without the background noise to do, you know, to do the interview. So I thought that was a great, you know, great idea. And the actual inside the lounge itself with the couches and all that, I thought it was very well done. I just thought the whole concept was brilliant, actually.
Okay, I didn't see that part with the chairs,
with the
lounge. I just saw the part where the tables and where the bar was. They definitely had lots of drinks everywhere. They had drinks everywhere, but, you know, I guess by the time I did appreciate that they tried to do something for the artists.
And the thing is, it's never going to be perfect for everybody, you know, and I think that's why I was, you know, putting the question out there to get everybody's feedback. But especially the first year you do it, everybody's not going to be satisfied. But for me, I thought it was perfect, even if down the road the next 3 or 4 years, if they did it the exact same way. To me, I think it was perfect.
And this is Megan. This being my first, hello? Am I?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, okay. This being my first year, that may have helped with me not being so overwhelmed because it was a place, you know, I had a traumatic experience when I was younger with crowds. So it was great for me because sometimes I can get a little, like, weirded out when it's really, really large groups of people. It was a place for me to go, even if it was just for 5 minutes, where, like, there was not hundreds of thousands of people walking around me, talking, making noise in my ear, and I could kind of collect my thoughts and process what I was going to do for the next hour or map out my game plan or, you know, just to collect my thoughts.
Right.
Well, we have like 10 minutes left, and I wanted my sister to do her beauty news segment because I wanted to talk a little bit about the actual event that Royal Langnickel had before the Friday Night Throw event.
Well, pretty much my beauty news tonight was going to be about Royal Langnickel, and pretty much I want everybody to go out and check out their new website, which is www.royalbrush.com, royalbrush.com, and go on and sign up for their new royalty red card, and it's for pro artists, and go on and, you know, you can sign up for the card on the website. You don't have to print anything off. You don't have to fax anything or email anything, but you can just go right on the site and sign up for the royalty card and submit it through the site, and, you know, they will get back with you once it's approved and all that. And, you know, just check out their site because they have a lot of new things coming down the line. They have how-to videos, you know, tips and tricks. They show you different things that they've done with the brushes, like face and body art, and they have complete sets of brushes for, I think Vargas just came out with a complete set of body brushes. they have, you know, of course, complete lines of beauty brushes and nail brushes, you name it. They have a whole list of brushes that you can choose from. And just it's just a really nice site, and it's very artist-friendly. So go out and check it out, royalbrush.com.
And actually, being they have something on their site called Royalty Red where you can register. And a part of that, you know, of course, you get your educational tutorials and your member-only promotions and product offerings. They also have, like, introductory pricing on new products, discounts, you know, for artists. And they're also going to have this year their first annual Makeup Artist Video of the Year Award. So sign up to be a member of the Royalty Red program, and you can find out more about that. But I kind of liked them when I first saw them come on the scene back in 2007 at IMAX. And, you know, I really liked their brushes. And to me, they've just kind of grown. Their products are really nice. You know, there are a lot of, when you go to IMAX, there are several brush companies there. I mean, Crown Brush, of course, is always there on that back wall. But then you have all these other, you know, these other companies, so many different ones. But I've always liked Royal and Langnickel. I finally know how to pronounce it, their name.
I know.
I've always liked their brushes. I've always liked their presentation. It's just something about how things are presented that draws my attention. But I was so excited about their I don't know what they called it, but their little event that they had on the Friday night before IMAX Pro event. It was just nice, you know. You have the brushes, all of the new stuff sitting out for you to see. They had the little step and repeat banner and a photographer there. The little the manicurist there to do, you know, mini manicures and things like that, which I thought was a really nice touch. Food and drinks and just, you know, watching the demonstrations, you can ask questions. And I'm really getting into this time where you can ask questions at a, you know, with a vendor and not having a bunch of people standing over your shoulders, reaching for brushes and that kind of thing like it is, you know, when the actual show was actually taking place. So I liked the event that Royal Langnickel gave on that Friday. And then follow that up was the two-hour pro event, which was really nice as well. You could hear yourself speak. You could ask questions, you know, and just, you know, if you took the time to do so and really, you know, get your questions answered without people, you know, pushing up against you or, you know, reaching across you and stuff like that. But I'm excited about what Royal Langnickel is doing, and I think everybody should go out there and check them out. And just so people, I was going to just say that, just so people, you know, that event that they had on that Friday, they gave out gift bags. And in those gift bags were a limited edition set of brushes that were designed by KJ Bennett. So they're not selling them, so you can't go on their website and get them. They were only exclusive to that event. They didn't even sell it at IMAX. So if you weren't there, you missed it. But they're doing things like that. So, you know, make sure you go sign up so that you can have your email on their list so that you can know about all the things that they're doing.
And I also just wanted to mention, this is something on the website, you can check it out, but I just thought this was a great idea, where on the website they have face charts for, you know, all different face shapes. And on those face charts you can go in and you can enter the products that you use for, you know, each different section of the face, your eyes, your lips, you know, foundation, cheeks, things like that. So that's just a really neat way of keeping up with, like, a particular makeup for a particular client or, you know, a particular look, maybe like if you're doing a fashion show or something, you know, if you wanted to just create that face chart, they have it right there on the website and you can print it directly from the website.
And not only that, the face chart actually is not just one face chart. There's one for round, square, oval, long, and heart-shaped faces. So there's five different. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Sorry. But, yes, I think that's a cool thing, too. The only thing that it doesn't allow you to do is, you know, like fill in colors, but that wouldn't work anyway. Somebody asked that, I think, once before about the face charts. If you could actually, I guess you could print it out and actually put your color in, but as far as what you do online, you can fill in the actual products that you use. Well, again, we thank you all for listening to the show tonight. We thank you, Suzanne, for calling in, and thanks to Tim for taking the time out. He's traveling across the country, so thank you to him and Megan and Cynthia for joining us. Thank you. And just for those who don't want to ever make the trip across the country and they would rather attend IMAX New York, I forget the date that they told us, but next year, again, they're doing IMAX New York for the second time, and this time it's going to be a lot bigger than what they told us on the last show. So stay tuned. And as a matter of fact, I saw somewhere where they're selling tickets already.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
IMAX New York. It's going to be down on the pier, I think they said. It's going to be a whole lot bigger, and they're selling tickets already. So you might want to stay close to the IMAX website and the Makeup Artist Magazine website. So,
I wish they did IMAX LA twice a year. Like, I want to go back.
Right.
I told you it was going to be too much for you, Megan.
No, but that's the thing. It wasn't too much for me. See, like, it was not too much for me at all. It wasn't enough. I need more. Like, I want to go back, and, like, I told you.
Okay. you might just have to follow them around the world, you know. I think they have Vancouver coming out.
Well, sure, you know. You know, I make all that money. You know, I can just, you know, go all over the world wherever they are. Kind of be an IMAX groupie.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But, so if you like tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. Leave us a comment here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can leave us comments on Facebook and Twitter. Until next week, be beautiful and blessed. See y'all later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.